This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The president's accusing former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein of illegal and treasonous acts. That after a 60 Minutes interview in which McCabe said that Rosenstein did offer to wear a wire to record President Trump as they were considering invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office.
The Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House.
Rosenstein's denied that. Trump says McCabe was fired for lying and that it looks like he and Rosenstein were planning an illegal act. Empire actor Jussie Smollett and his lawyers are denying claims that the actor was behind the racist and homophobic assault that he reported to Chicago police. Police say the two suspects have ties to the actor, and the two brothers told them Smollett planned the attack and paid them to participate. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
This time it's Oakland, California public school teachers who are planning to strike on Thursday if a deal is not reached by then. This teacher says,
I don't think that I should be throwing crumbs. I want the whole pie. I don't want a slice. I want it all.
The teachers union wants a 12% retroactive raise over 3 years, the school district offering a 5% hike. The U.S. has detained hundreds of ISIS fighters in Syria, and now President Trump is telling our European allies they need to take them in and try them there. Trump says the U.S., quote, will be forced to release the terrorists in Europe if Britain, France, Germany, and other allies don't accept the more than 800 ISIS fighters and put them on trial. U.S.-backed fighters are set to capture the last tiny area controlled by ISIS in Syria. J.D. Power's ranking of the most dependable vehicles again names Lexus number one for the eighth straight year. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Another winter storm dropping snow from the Midwest to New England, making the morning commute a mess, but it is President's Day, so the roads have been a little bit less crowded than usual. Forecasters say most areas from Iowa to Massachusetts will only get about 4 inches of snow, though a few could pick up 6. Oil prices are higher than they've been since November, and with a look at the latest gasoline prices, here's USA Radio's John Clemens, who says the national average has climbed 4 cents in a week to $2.32 a gallon.
That $2.32 is the highest level for gasoline in the last 2 months. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com explains the factors regarding that increase.
Last week, the price of oil jumped to $55 a barrel on some bullish optimism surrounding the U.S.-China trade deal, as well as because of the ongoing turmoil in Venezuela, which is derailing some heavy crude oil from flowing to the United States.
and a Florida couple very grateful when a jail inmate who knows how to break into cars comes to their rescue. You see, a man buckled his year-old daughter into her car seat over the weekend in Newport Richey, north of Tampa. When he closed the door, he realized the keys were on the front seat of the SUV, and the doors were locked. His wife says a group of inmates doing road work nearby rushed over to help, and one of them used a coat hanger to unlock the door in just a couple of minutes, with deputies supervising. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Well, I know a lot of your heads out there are still bursting over the Andy McCabe interview on CBS last night. And, of course, still processing what's going on and what President Trump's intent is with the national emergency, especially as we were just talking with Mark Meckler, that he may have backed himself in a corner here by signing the bill that seems to tie his hands on, whatever he would want to do and exercising some executive powers there. So that's yet to be played out and for us to understand what's going on. But meanwhile, it is President's Day. Bruce Kaufman, who's normally with us on President's Day, is in Israel, but he did leave us his quote of the week. He says, if you look at his portraits, they always give you an indelible impression of his great height. So does his life, height of purpose, height of ideal, height of character, height of intelligence. This is David Lloyd George on President Lincoln. And this is what Abe Lincoln had to say on George Washington. He said, Washington is the mightiest name of earth, long since mightiest in the cause of civil liberty, still mightiest in moral reformation. On that name, no eulogy is expected. It cannot be. To add brightness to the sun or glory to the name of Washington is alike impossible. Let none attempt it. In solemn awe, pronounce the name, and in its naked, deathless splendor, leave it shining on. Abe Lincoln on George Washington on this 2019 President's Day. Hope it is a peaceful one for you and one that you can enjoy and celebrate over. And it's also a good reminder, and I want to bring John Lott on right now. John is a world-recognized expert on guns, crime, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the hit TV series, The Rookie, and which shows a bias on gun control. But, you know, the thing, John, I've always said with days like this that are so momentous that it's a good opportunity and a reminder for us to read the U.S. Constitution. It's amazing how few people, even read it and are familiar with it. You know, we expect the courts to be familiar with it, and then we find out maybe not so. They take some liberties. This is what we see happening with activist judges across the country of ours. But look at it, if the people are not educated on our Constitution, then the elites come in and they start depriving us of our rights according to that said document, right?
Yeah, no, good morning. Good to talk to you. Yeah, well, I mean, the United States, with the first Constitution, it was written for people to be able to read. Mm-hmm. They used simple, everyday, plain English in it, and they every once in a while would put in a justification for why they had done something to try to explain it. I mean, they tried to keep it short, so those were not long explanations. Mm-hmm. But they thought it was something that people would carry around with them. And indeed, even when I was younger, I remember running into more than a few people that still carried around copies of constitutions with them. But, you know, I have kids that are gone through high school. I have a daughter who's in high school right now, a senior, and I am sure that virtually none of her classmates have read even part of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a gift, maybe a well-served graduation gift to all our graduates would be the Constitution. I was talking with Daniel Krautheimer when he was talking about his father. He finished up the book that his father had written before he passed. And one of the things that Charles did that I was so impressed with, and I can envision me doing the same thing, because we've done this in reading the Bible at Christmas time, but never thought about doing this with the Constitution. And what he would do on the 4th of July, he would have his friends over. I think Juan Williams was one of them who had commented on this experience. And they would all sit there overlooking the water outside his backyard, and they would each take a part and read a part of the Constitution. That was all part of the 4th of July celebration at the Krautheimer household. And I asked Daniel, I said, I take it you are going to continue that tradition, right? He says, oh, absolutely.
Well, I guess I'm not too surprised that he would have that tradition, but it's good to hear.
Yeah. Well, in light of the president declaring a national emergency at our southern border right away, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, pronounced that, oh, yeah, go ahead and do that, and we could declare a national emergency regarding guns. What say you on that?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. You need to have a lawyer on. I can go and concentrate. I mean, I've taught in law schools, but that doesn't mean I'm going to go and weighed in on that issue too much. I mean, to me, the big thing that's been happening this last week, obviously we had a shooting on Friday in Illinois.
Right.
Within an hour, you had people like Kamala Harris calling for background checks on private transfers of guns, these so-called universal background checks. Many others in the 2020 field were calling for it, and other Democratic politicians, even before they knew the facts about what had happened. And as it turns out, as happens time after time, the universal background check law, despite being trotted out as a solution for these mass public shootings, wouldn't have stopped that one. There's no private transfer of a gun that occurred there. And it wouldn't have stopped any of the mass public shootings this century. You know, the irony to me is a couple-fold. One is this guy had gone through three background checks. The first two had failed to find out that he had a criminal background. And it turns out the reason why that failed was because the Democratic governor of Illinois at that time, Pat Quinn, as a way of kind of, quote, sticking it to gun owners, end quote, had cut the budget for the part of the state police that did the background checks by 50%.
Wow.
Because he wanted them to be long delays for people to be able to go and get their licenses to own a gun, their FOID cards that were there. And but what happened is in cutting their budget by that dramatic amount, he caused the agency to take some shortcuts on different things. And so, you know, you had it so that two of the three times that they did the background checks, they either didn't do it or they didn't do it properly, but something went wrong. And, I mean, it's not like I'm going to go and say that Democrats have blood on their hands because of this, because, you know, at least I want to acknowledge that the fact that the idea that you can go and stop a criminal from getting a gun simply from a background check isn't very realistic. I mean, it's about as easy as stopping a criminal from buying illegal drugs. I mean, it's the same people who sell illegal drugs are the same drug dealers sell illegal guns. But it's still kind of ironic that, you know, they're going out talking about loopholes, talking about the need for more laws when it wasn't a problem of the law. There wasn't a loophole there. It was the fact that you had a Democrat trying to punish gun owners and cutting the budget that caused the problem.
Yeah. Well, as they say, it's never the golf ball, it's the golfer. You know, it's just, it comes down to that. And when we come back, Dr. John Lott, you know, let's take a look and see what is working. I mean, we hear a lot about what's not working when things like this happen. The Democrats all rally around and, oh, we got to, it's like they have to do something, even though they know that what it is they're proposing would not help. Because when you ask them, you say, would this law, with what you're proposing, would that have made any difference in the shooting that took place? Oh, no, but we got to do something. Anyway, more from Dr. John Lott after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you just the way you like us, fresh and independent at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. John Lott continues with us, author of 9 books at least, More Guns, Less Crime, and The War on Guns, that continues. And we were talking about the universal checks, background checks that the Democrats are wanting to put into play. And as we have had on many occasions, John, discussed what this would do about any particular case that's come up, and the Democrats, kind of sheepishly have to admit that it has nothing, but it's just that they want, they want to support their base. They want to, and I guess, and the only reason I'm saying that is because the Democrats are so quick to talk about President Trump trying to satisfy his base. Well, 63 million voters elected him to be president of the United States, and he did make some promises on the campaign trail, but I guess In political speak, that's an offense if you fulfill a promise, I guess.
Right. Well, the irony is they keep on pushing these background checks on private transfers, these so-called universal background checks, after each of the mass public shootings. But there's not one mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped if that type of law had been in effect. What it does, and the reason why I think they push this, is just to make it costly and difficult for people to be able to own guns, law-abiding citizens. You have
exactly
fees. The House of Representatives is going to vote on universal background checks later this month. Washington, D.C. already has background checks on private transfers. It costs $125 to go and privately transfer a gun in Washington, D.C. Who do they think they're stopping with that? It's basically going to be poor minorities who live in high crime parts of the city, the very people who need guns the most for protection. The other issues with this is the whole system is a mess in terms of false positives. They go and they say there are 3.5 million dangerous, prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks. So that's simply a lie. What they should say is there have been 3.5 million initial denials, and that virtually all of those, something over 99% of them, are mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It's another thing to stop somebody simply because they have a name similar to a felon from buying a gun. But Democrats don't want to fix both of those things. Could be easily fixed, but they don't want to do it. Like the mistakes, all they have to do is require that the federal government has to meet the same standards for doing criminal background checks that the federal government demands of private companies that do criminal background checks on employees.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't the federal government make the same standards? If private companies had an error rate that was 100th the error rate of the federal government, they'd be sued out of business.
Exactly.
But, I think under the federal law that's being proposed, if you have, let's say, a woman that you know is being stalked, and she calls you up on a Saturday night afraid, she knows how to use a gun and everything, but she doesn't own it. She asks you if she can borrow a gun until Monday, when hopefully she can go to the store and buy one.
Mm-hmm.
If you loan it to her, unless she's in what's called imminent danger, which literally in legal terms means she's being threatened at that very moment. The guy is there and threatening her.
Right.
You would be committing a crime.
Right.
Even if you did loan it to him while the guy was there, as soon as he left, even if you knew he was going to be coming back at a later time, you'd have to take the gun back away from her at that point. And, there's so many examples like that are set up where normal, innocent things where you try to help out somebody else would be criminalized. They just want to make it very difficult or stop them with mistakes or stop them with fees. I am convinced that they don't even believe that these things would stop things like these mass public shootings.
There's no empirical evidence to support that.
There's no cases. There's not one case that they can point to.
Exactly.
I just wish once in a while TV news host or whatever would ask these people that they interview to say, okay, you're bringing up Parkland. You're bringing up the Illinois case that just happened on Friday. Can you point to one case, even if this one doesn't do it, as you say, can you point to one case that would have been stopped if we had had this law?
Right, exactly. Well, Marjorie Stoneman and Douglas, I mean, you know, the year anniversary came up, and the same thing. We're in circles, you know, arguing about this instead of, John, you know, instead of coming together and saying, okay, what are we trying to accomplish here? Get the politics out of it. It's not about a Democrat or Republican thing. It's not anybody getting, it's just, right. Hey, can we be reasonable and talk about.
Save lives.
Yes, exactly.
I want to get something done on these things.
Right.
Florida is finally moving towards a more reasonable bill that would allow teachers to be able to go and carry guns.
Right.
You know, this attack that we just had on Friday, you know, was in another place where guns were banned. The place had a sign on the front door banning guns in the facilities that were there. Well, guess what? It didn't work too well.
No, that's right.
The only guy, the guy who violated that was the guy who was doing the harm. The law-abiding good people there obeyed the regulation that was there, obeyed the sign saying no guns are there, and instead of stopping the attack, it actually made it easier for the killer to go and kill people.
And that's what happens time and again, John, is this, you know, these signs that, you know, call for a gun safe zone. Gun safe zone. What does that mean? I mean, you just put a target on everybody. I think I told you the last time we were talking here in Florida, there was a theater, had that stupid sign up there. And I said, what's wrong with you? Do you realize what you've done? You have put everybody in this theater in danger. This is a concealed carry state. And, you know, I didn't tell them I still had my gun with me. But I'm not going to be, you know, but so many other people would say, well, honey, you know, they got a sign up there and we got to, that sign trumps our safety. Oh, really? I mean, and if you don't know any better, then you do that and you leave yourself defenseless.
Right. Well, you're exactly right. Look, since 1950, 98% of these mass public shootings have taken place in areas where general citizens were banned from being able to go and protect themselves. You know, in Florida, you can carry your permanent concealed handgun the vast majority of places. If it was random, then 97-98% of the attacks would be taking place in areas where guns were allowed. Instead, they keep on occurring in those tiny areas in the state where people aren't allowed to go and protect themselves. And even if you want to dismiss the statistical evidence that you see there, you just need to go and read the statements from these killers where when they leave diaries or other types of statements explaining why they picked the targets that they did.
Right.
These guys spend at least 6 months, a year, 2 years planning these attacks, and they want to kill as many people as possible, and they know they may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They know that if they go to places where people aren't allowed to protect themselves, the longer it takes for somebody to arrive on the scene with a gun, the more people they're going to be able to go and kill.
And for some reason, that is all ignored, John, all for politics. And just like what we're going through right now at the border, politics is getting in the way of reason and common sense. You know, enough of this stuff. And I don't know, John, what else we've got to do here. But again, we appreciate you coming on and, you know, laying the truth out for people, and they can decide for themselves and look at the empirical evidence. And, John, where can they go for more information? Because, I mean, your website and your understanding of this whole gun debate is par excellence. I always direct people, you know, to your site. So and your books as well.
Thank you. Our website is crimeresearch.org. And it has all the stuff that we've just been talking about.
And, of course, you can find out more information about his books there, More Guns, Less Crime, The War on Guns. Dr. John Lott on Bill Martinez Live. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's accusing former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein of illegal and treasonous acts. That after a 60 Minutes interview in which McCabe said that Rosenstein did offer to wear a wire to record President Trump as they were considering invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office.
The Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House.
Rosenstein's denied that. Trump says McCabe was fired for lying and that it looks like he and Rosenstein were planning an illegal act. Empire actor Jussie Smollett and his lawyers are denying claims that the actor was behind the racist and homophobic assault that he reported to Chicago police. Police say the two suspects have ties to the actor, and the two brothers told them Smollett planned the attack and paid them to participate. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, enjoying a part of your day as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're talking toys. Chris Byrne back with us after a wild weekend of all kinds of fun and frivolity. He's hanging out in New York on site at the Jacob Javits Convention Center for the latest toys that are being revealed at the American International Toy Fair. Chris, welcome back. How are you, buddy?
I am doing well. I'm a little worse for the wear from looking at toys all weekend, but can't complain.
Well, and that's the thing that's tough, too. Those convention floors, those are hard. They really are hard on the body, aren't they?
They are, but fortunately, there's a lot of great stuff to look at.
Yeah, you can only get so excited after a while, those joints start aching, going, I can't jump up and down anymore, but this is fantastic. He's there. It's the 116th American International Toy Fair, largest toy trade show in the Western Hemisphere, the third largest in the world in a critical time for approximately $22 billion of U.S. traditional toy industry sales. More than 1,600 manufacturers, distributors, importers, sales agents from 30 countries showing more than 100,000 toys. Is this a kid's paradise, Chris? You should know because you're a big kid.
Well, it certainly is, but it's also a high-stakes paradise because, you know, with 160-plus thousand toys here, not everything's going to get listed, so everybody's a little bit anxious about what the fate's going to be at the end of this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the show is closed to consumers, but hey, the toy guy is there, and he's given us an inside look from the show floor. Okay, after the weekend, I'm sure some of your highlights have changed since we talked last Friday.
Well, certainly, and I can talk about things that were under embargo last Friday. Barbie's 60th birthday, you probably heard about that in the media, but what they've now announced is that they're relaunching six of her original career dolls, airline pilot, astronaut, firefighter, athlete, journalist, and presidential candidate. And these are careers that Mattel still feels that women are underrepresented in. They're trying to close the dream gap this year and be very empowering for girls. She's had over 200 careers, our Barbie. Can't keep a job.
You're terrible, huh?
the dolls are actually gorgeous. They're about $9.99 each, and they look, they're very classic, and they're perfect for that three-plus kid who's trying to figure out what do I want to be when I grow up.
Well, plus, you know, the collector's value for Barbies continues to increase, does it not? I mean, here you are today, you're looking at $10. You know, if it stays in grandma's closet for a while, gosh, it could be $100,000.
Well, probably not, but you know, the reason that Barbies, you know,
hey, work with me here, Chris. I'm trying to build value here.
well, you know, I don't want to disappoint people because an original Barbie mint in box from '59 is worth about $6,000 these days.
Okay.
But that's because it hasn't been played with, and how sad.
Yes.
Don't you want Barbie to be played with?
Yeah.
Or
yes. Yes, exactly. All right, so Barbie's 60th birthday, and some things will be rolling out new for this coming toy season. What else did you find?
Okay, I found something that's totally silly that I really love, and they're called Yellies. They're from Hasbro. They're little characters. They're about 3 inches square, an inch and a half high. They look like animals, rabbits and lizards, and you turn them on, and they run around. But the louder you yell at them, the faster they go. They're kind of like your kids.
Oh, wow.
They were a huge hit last Christmas, a big surprise hit. So those have come out. They're about $14.99. And, you know, we were talking about dolls, and one of the most innovative doll concepts I've seen this year is a doll called Snapstar. These are beautiful dolls. They're about 7-8 inches tall. They got 15 points of articulation. But here's the thing. Classic doll play, but you put them against a green screen that comes with the doll, use an app, and you are creating your own images. So it's classic doll play meets technology. This is how girls are playing today, and it's really great. It's a great value, too. It's about $14.47.
You can kind of be into Marwan's world here a little bit, huh?
You know, that's actually, I hadn't thought of that.
You just hit me as you were saying. I thought, here's Marwan's world all over again.
Yeah, and what's neat about it is that kids, the wigs are interchangeable, so there's a combination of physical and technical play, and both of them are integrated, and that's the thing. It's the integration of tech and play that really is successful this year.
Can you imagine the creativity, what it's going to be like, you know, after these kids get a hold of it? And I mean, you know, because they're so amazing how they gravitate to this kind of interaction with the toy and that. I just can't wait to see what they come up with. I mean, maybe that's a whole nother program as we say, okay, let's find the top, you know, 25 innovative ideas that came off of Snapstar, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, at the same time they're doing that, they're also playing with classics. I mean, there's probably nothing more classic than the ball. We've seen tons of balls here. Some of the ones we really like are from a company called Kess. They're called Drop Dots. They're in three sizes. The big one's about 3 or 4 inches in diameter, smaller one and a smaller one. And they look like they've got little frosting points on them. And they're just fun and, you know, great fiddle toys. And they're only about $5.99, which is great.
Chris, what about, you know, some of the old tradition? I know this is a new rollout of new toys and that. Are you seeing any kind of renaissance of, you know, just the basic, you know, kind of building blocks of toys and things that, you know, your little grandkid can get involved in?
Oh, absolutely. Lego has a great line. Mattel has a new line that's building called Wonder Makers. You see Erector sets at Spin Master. And even something like the basic balloon is getting a makeover. Zuru has introduced a thing. It's called the Bunch of Balloons Self-Sealing Party Balloon Maker. And it's an air pump, and you get these balloons. They're on sort of a ribbon. You can blow up 40 balloons in 40 seconds. It's totally off the hook.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. Hey, let's talk a little bit, you know, because about the, the changing shopping patterns. Because, yes, we're talking toys and, you know, that sort of thing. But, these marketeers look at, let's look at the tendencies of the marketplace. How has that changed and how is it affecting consumers and the entire toy industry for that fact?
Well, I think one of the big changes has been the fragmentation of the media marketplace. So when we were growing up, we would watch, you know, 3-5 different channels. So everybody knew where we were. They advertised on TV, and they did that. So the challenge has been, how do you get the word out and build a community? And you get a company like Yulu that's doing it through sharing of what they're creating, or a company like Zing with StickBot that's created a whole community with their StickBot that many people don't know about, but it's very profitable because they're very loyal. So people are understanding that there's smaller communities that buy very deeply into products.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the representative toys, and how soon will they come to market?
Well, some of the toys are out now. The Snapstar I mentioned is out now.
Mm-hmm.
Real classic play is great. There's a company called KidCraft that makes beautiful wooden toys for open-ended play. They've got a pretend shop, Kids Love Playing store. That's coming out this summer. A lot of the stuff we're seeing here is designed for Q4, for fourth quarter, and we're getting a first look at it here. Things that are coming out for movies usually come out, about 6 weeks before the movie breaks.
So you're there on the floor. You're hearing all the buzz. What kind of buzz are you hearing regarding the changing business conditions that are no doubt impacting, the toy business as well as consumers?
Well, I think that from a business standpoint, we haven't had tariffs imposed on toys yet. People are preparing for it. They're a little bit nervous. Nobody knows really what's going to happen. There's been a lot of emphasis on delivering value, for both in play value and financial value for consumers. And, I think that one of the things that's happened as a result of Toys R Us is we're seeing smaller, more strategic lines, because a lot of those lines expanded to fill all that shelf space at Toys R Us. I mean,
exactly.
40,000 square foot stores. I mean, that's a lot of toys.
Yeah.
And a lot were left on the shelves. So, finding the ones that people are going to be able to push through and get kids involved with is what this week is about.
Well, Chris, it's been an enjoyable week, no doubt. It sounds like, for you to be in the middle of all this, being the big kid that you are and, experiencing all these toys, this just has to be so much fun. What is the big takeaway for you, and where can people go for more information?
I think the big takeaway is that there's a lot of innovation coming out, that people, you're seeing a lot of people trying to be very creative with how kids play today and direct toys against them. So yes, there's classics, but also there's new ways to play. And if you want to follow me on the Toy Guy at Instagram, we're going to be posting great new toys all week. And then at thetoyguy.com, we'll be doing a roundup of the show right after it's over.
Well, looking forward to it, Chris, as always. Thank you so much for being with us. Chris Burns, a toy guy, direct from the Javits Center in New York City. He is enjoying, you got to believe it, the American International Toy Fair there. Chris, again, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Just got to keep on searching, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Good to have you with us here, the place that pursues the truth no matter where it leads. We got to chase it down, you know, on behalf of We the People, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. PluggedIn.com's director, we're talking about the acting director. Are you now the official acting director for the media and culture as well there, Adam?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you see, you got the big office now where they bring you coffee about every 10, 15 minutes and all that.
Oh, you know, I have servants that just, they live to do my bidding. No, not really.
No, we know how Focus of the Family works. I mean, everybody serves there. It's so cool.
Yes.
It's such a great facility. I got to tell you, for many years, that was on my bucket list. I had to get out to Colorado because, you know, I was in California where Focus began, and then everybody moved out to Colorado Springs. I got to get out to that campus. And finally, you know, a couple of years ago, I had a chance to go out there and meet you guys, and it was such a blessing. Just so appreciate all the great work you're doing on behalf of the family and carrying on the tradition that was started with the, you know, with the founder, Dr. Dobson, you know, and God, you guys are just doing a great job. So congratulations. Hey, real quick, before get into movie reviews, I do want to touch on this one. I don't know if you heard about this story. Ohio Performing Arts Center advertises shoot the president party game. Did you hear about this?
My word. No, I didn't. But, you know, it just seems like it's just another example of double standards. You know, it's open season on the right and on Christians, but and not that I would ever advocate that we need to have some sort of version of that game ourselves, but, you know, I don't understand why there's just such a blatant double standard with regard to, you know.
See, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that, Adam, because we know that it first starts with a thought. And following a thought comes an action. Then we get into a habit. And then next thing you know, we're forming a destiny, right?
So
we understand the dangers of that. And this is where people of faith and people that know better have to speak out against this stuff. I mean, even as so academic as this is, I mean, really? Shoot, the president party, you're having kids play this game? What did you think was going to happen?
Well, and I think that the bigger issue here is just this dehumanization, that we're demonizing people that we don't agree with. And I think one of the sad ironies of so much of multiculturalism is instead of bringing us all together, it just fragments us into tribes and we just, you know, it amplifies our hate toward each other. And I think, man, what good does it do, no matter how much you may disagree with a political figure or a leader, to do something like that, Bill? I mean, it just it's appalling to me.
Well, it's the problem with our government, because it by virtue of its design, it has created tribalism. I mean, listen to the post State of the Union response from the Democrats, where Stacey Abrams, who ran for governor there in Atlanta, was promoting, in a sense, tribalism and saying that there was unity in people being divided. I couldn't connect the dot. I mean, it just sounded so confusing to me what she was trying to say and what she was proposing. I mean, you know, right there, just on its basic face, experience would tell you, you know, she's on something. I mean, this doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we would talk about the melting pot. We would talk about assimilation into an idea of what America is, that the American dream and the American identity actually was a bigger idea than any one racial or ethnic group, and that when you came to America, part of the promise of coming to America was being able to partake in that and partake in the American dream. But now the idea of any kind of assimilation or the melting pot, I mean, it's just been deconstructed into, you know, that's just seen as a hateful thing now.
Right.
And
it's been hijacked.
It's totally been hijacked.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, keep in mind, without that, we wouldn't have churros or tacos, you know. And
right.
That would just cost us at least a day or two of sunshine. So that's not good. But the thing is that as we are worked into this tribalistic fervor, we forget the whole point of the American dream and what it's all about, and that is liberty for all. Now, we're working toward that goal and that aspiration, but that's what we need to check ourselves on, is how are we coming along with that dream that the Founding Fathers laid out before us, that many before us, our great-great-great-grandfathers and parents and everything like that, who came to America with this aspiration of freedom for all and laid their lives on the line, paid the ultimate price, blacks, whites, browns, everybody in between, you know, how are we doing against that trajectory and that target?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly the right question, Bill, and unfortunately, I don't think we're doing very well.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, it is an opportunity that we have before us, as long as we know what it is that we're focusing on. It was interesting, because they had asked this question, I think it was Bill Gates' dad, in the first meeting that Bill Gates had with the Berkshire president. You know who I'm talking about.
Warren Buffett.
Okay, the first meeting, he asked him, he says, if there was one thing, what would you say would be a reason for success? Just give me one word. And you know what the one word was? Focus.
Work?
Focus.
Focus.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta know what your target focus is. And this is what has happened in our country, because, you know, everybody's so crazed about, you know, what Donald Trump is doing, not doing anything like that. It's like, look, if the focus is our Constitution,
And all the freedoms enumerated there, if that's our focus, we'd be a lot further down the road and we'd get behind some of this contention. But we're going to have to get through this muck and mire the best way we can. But it's going to take people of faith and courage. You know, we may have to drag some people along with us. But hey, look, at our founding fathers did it before us. They paid the ultimate price. And, you know, maybe it's our turn now, you know, to do what it takes.
Totally agree.
Anyway. All right. Let's talk.
Should we talk movies now?
I mean, after all this, why not? Okay. All right. Let's talk. Alita Battle Angel. What's going on?
Alita Battle Angel is a movie written and produced by James Cameron of Avatar and Titanic fame. And I admit I went in with pretty low expectations, but I was engaged by the story. And it's based on a Japanese manga, graphic novel, and comic book series from the early 1990s. And it's about a cyborg girl named Alita. And in the movie, she's about 14-ish, more or less. And she, or what is left of her, is discovered on the garbage heap in this dystopian society. And a doctor sort of puts her back together lovingly. He gives her a new cyborg body that is really quite beautiful and meticulously constructed. And she wakes up, and she can't remember her past. She doesn't really know who she is. And it's almost like she's given a second life. And she's thankful for this doctor who has cared for her. Well, as she, you know, makes her way through this crazy story, it becomes pretty apparent that she was a very important cyborg and lots of people are after her. And that leads to the biggest issue with this movie is just tons and tons of combat between various cyborgs that are trying to get their hands on her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's graphic in the sense that cyborgs get torn apart. You see these robots just mauling each other. So there's no blood or there's not much blood or gore or anything like that, but it still has a pretty violent feel to it. But in the midst of that, I would say there's also kind of a strangely pro-life message, if you will, in a very broad sense, because we see the value of this one cyborg girl that this doctor, you know, really takes care of and nurses back to life. And so I felt like there were some things that I really enjoyed about this movie, and I felt like it was a better movie than I thought it was going to be, but it certainly is not one for young children. You know, older teens, I think, would be fine with it. But so, you know, sort of a movie I liked, but with the caveat that this one's not for everybody.
Right. Well, what about life becoming a romantic movie, huh?
Well, you know, when life becomes a romantic movie, you get a romantic movie. Isn't It Romantic stars Rebel Wilson as a young woman whose mother basically said, you know, rom-coms aren't for girls like us. Her mom sort of instilled in her this cynical, dream-killing attitude towards romance. And so Rebel Wilson plays this character who hates rom-coms, and then she falls, hits her head, and wakes up in a rom-com. And it sort of is a satire that's intended to deconstruct the entire genre. The nice things about it, I think, it does have some positive messages just in terms of learning to love yourself and letting other people love you. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in these kinds of movies, love and sex always get intertwined. And even though there's nothing super explicit here that we see visually, there's a lot of innuendo and sensual talk. And enough that I think what could have been a fairly sweet movie ultimately gets soured by the amount of that kind of content that parents and audiences have to wade through.
Gosh, is that what our culture has come down to, is that we have to digest that there's no longer imagination, that our imagination is just out the door? Is that what it's come down to?
Well, I think that certainly is the case with a lot of stuff from Hollywood these days, and which makes the good stories that come along occasionally that much sweeter, I think, though.
Yeah, I think, you know, and for some reason, I just realized just in hearing you describe this, is that, you know, at every turn there's attacks on something, and it's like our imaginations are being attacked. You know, what happened to that? You know, it used to be a beautiful thing, and that's where romance, really, that's where it's housed, is in our imagination, is it not?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you know, I think, as we've talked about, we just continue to pray for our culture and the creators that are telling these stories, that they'll be drawn to stories that actually have, you know, a really
right
message.
Adam, thank you. Adam Holtz, appreciate it.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.